Hello.
Suppose we should record the call.
Very good, Alan. Thank you. The recording has started, and this is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the RDS Who Is To Leadership call number 26 on May 7th, 2018 at 1400 UTC. And attending the call is Alan and Susan. And from I Can't Work, we have Alice, Jean-Baptiste, Lisa, and Brenda. And the call is being recorded. Oh, I should note we have apologies from Catherine. And just a reminder to please state your name before speaking. Thank you.
All right. We don't have an agenda. I just want to quickly have a little discussion of where we're going to go from here. We had apologies from five people plus Chris. The chances of getting more than three or four was pretty well nil. Any thoughts? We can just pretend everything is going okay and hope that next time we set a deadline, people will make it again. But if the only deadlines we make are for face-to-face trips, we're going to have a hard time finishing this properly. Any thoughts? We came out of Brussels being optimistic, but I worry a bit. Susan, Lisa?
This is Susan. Well, I'm not surprised, but you know, GDPR is completely heating up this month. I mean, it's, you know, we've got a few days, really, 20 days, or less than 20 days before it. GDPR causes all kinds of havoc. But we also, it's not sustainable to, you know, not get the work done. But we may just have to give in to this and say, okay, come June, you either commit or I don't know what. I don't know what the.
Yeah. Well, I sent messages effectively saying that or close to it to Thomas and Volker. I don't believe I've got a response. My email search isn't working, so it's hard for me to tell, but I don't recall seeing anything. How many people are active on GDPR? Certainly it's Volker and Stephanie and Catherine to some extent, perhaps.
And Erica. Erica's very working pretty crazy.
Yeah, I guess she has clients where she's working on for it.
Sorry to interrupt. Lisa, it's her hand raised.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not watching that. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thanks, Alan. Lisa, for the record. Alan, I'm not sure I ever saw a message from you to Volker. I know I saw one from you to Thomas.
I thought I sent ones to both.
It's possible I lost the message, but you may want to double check.
Well, I'm looking and I only see one. You may be right. Can't imagine why I would only have done one. And I remember ticking off the item on my to-do list. I don't know, maybe I got distracted and somehow didn't send out the second one.
So, and you had also asked, you know, for ideas about how to move things forward. And I agree with Susan that some people are just 100% preoccupied with GDPR. And we can't change that. However, we do have a number of review team members that are not fully engaged in GDPR compliance activities, and we're not seeing really activity from those members either. When we chose not to have our, I think it was April 30th call, we had agreed that subgroups would try to meet instead over that two-week period. And I think the only subgroups that attempted to meet were the two that Catherine led. One of those calls was productive, and the other one, no one showed up other than Catherine. So that's, I guess that's mixed results. However, I think maybe there is lack of clarity Not exactly sure why that would be, since we discussed it during our face-to-face, but there's some lack of clarity on next steps for people that, you know, maybe they don't realize that they're supposed to be wrapping up their subgroup reports. They think they've done it all, having submitted it to the face-to-face and talked through their report on the face-to-face.
Yeah. I just for the record, I'm negligent as well. I ended up being on vacation last week, or at least partially on vacation, and then coming home, it didn't quite work as I planned. Spent a day in Syracuse instead, so it sort of disrupted my my weekend plans. I don't want to, you know, preach doom and gloom, but. You know, hell, if we can do it all working, you know, at double pace 2 days before a face-to-face and get all the work done, we should be able to finish this review team in nothing flat. I think it really takes a little bit more work than that. Well, we have the summary that was put together of sort of how many groups are almost finished and where we are in the others. Okay, number one, I will send out a message to Volker, which apparently I didn't. At least I can't find it, so I'm assuming I didn't. And but of course Thomas didn't respond either. I don't think there's much we can do at this point except sending out a reminder with the the PDF showing the current status and asking each group to report in and, you know, how are they going to schedule things to get the work done.
And Alan, this is Lisa again. I just wanted to note, Thomas actually did show up, albeit a little bit late, for the law enforcement subgroup call.
Okay.
So I suppose that's a good sign, although it's not a response to your question to him.
No. Anyone have any idea other than me sending out a message and asking for everyone to report in? I'm not sure they will, but
my suggestion, Alan, and your message would be to be clear about what it is subgroups are expected to do. Maybe Alan can remind us, but there is an actual target date on our work plan for when subgroups would submit their final subgroup report.
Alice?
Yes, this is Alice. May 24th is the
deadline. Sorry, May 4th? Sorry, Alice, you're muffled. I couldn't quite make out what you said.
Oh, May 24th is the deadline.
May 24th.
Yes.
Okay, which hasn't passed yet. That's a good sign. All right. Do you want me to pass a draft by this group first or just send something out? How about if I do that? And so if I'll get that out within the hour and get back to me if you have any comments on how to change it, and I'll send it out later today. So essentially asking people to confirm they will make the date for those who are close, and for those who are not, what do they plan to do to make the date, or I won't give them the option of not making the date, but that obviously is a fallback. We never heard anything back from Volker. He still wanted to the middle of this week to look at what came out of Russell's. So we don't even have his commitment that he agrees to whatever we decided on. Much of which was associated with projects that he's involved in.
Alan, this is Lisa.
Go ahead, Lisa, please.
Thanks. I think there might have been a little bit of confusion about the ask for the information circulated about the Brussels meeting. At least Stephanie seems to have taken it as needing to fully agree to anything that was discussed at the meeting, when it's my understanding the ask was just to confirm that that's an accurate record of what was discussed at the meeting.
Well, I also took it as for Volker and Thomas, who weren't there, to acknowledge and raise any issues if they have any real problems with any of it.
If there are concerns that are raised, they can certainly still be dealt with in subgroups. You know, we've got another couple of weeks for the subgroups to take on board input. So I guess my concern is that if just publishing meeting minutes is controversial, we'll have a tough time getting to the finish line.
All right. Let me clarify that at the same time. All right. You'll see something from me shortly, and let's get that out, and I will formally ask Volker the same question I should have asked him already. Thank you, Lisa, for catching that. Anything else?
Yeah, this is Susan. I was wondering if there was an update, and I'm sorry to keep asking this question, but on the meeting, possible meeting in July.
Good question. That's for Jean-Baptiste or Alice. Do we have any idea when we might be able to hold that meeting? If we don't get a set of tentative dates or options soon, people are going to start committing to other things. I know I'm already in that position, and someone else also said that on the list. I don't remember who. Jean-Baptiste, your hands up.
Yeah, it was on something different, but on this question, we haven't seen anything yet on the list. Right, Alice?
Yes, that's correct, Sam. This is correct. And you may be aware that the SSR2 is looking into a meeting in July as well, and several dates were circulated for that group's meeting. So I think the meetings team is trying to reconcile what's possible given the current engagements have and the SSR2 dates. But we are, you know, trying to get the closure on this for you as soon as possible, and we'll make sure to notify you as soon as we hear back from them.
Well, if we could find out what dates they were given, because they're not going to take all of them, at least that gives us some basis to start looking at, even though we can't guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are they also meeting in June?
July. In July as well, yeah.
Alan has didn't have his OTU on the call anymore.
And I'm back. Anyone else there?
Yep.
Okay. I've never had a line drop in a meeting like that before. All right, I guess someone didn't like what I was saying. The question, yeah, go ahead, sorry.
No, I mean, I had a question about something else, but I see Lisa has her hand raised.
Yeah, it's, Lisa, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Can you hear me?
We can.
Yeah. It wasn't showing the little green marks that show when you're speaking. I just wanted to ask if it would be helpful for us to go ahead and doodle for a review team member availability in July so that you would have that information plus available meeting dates when it comes time to make the decision.
Sort of give them all 30 days or something like that, you mean?
Or
31, whatever the number is.
Even just understanding the weeks that they're available might be a good starting point.
Well, if we're not going to get anything relatively soon, that would be would certainly be good. So why don't we seem to have lost Lisa?
No, I'm here.
No, you're. Oh, sorry, you dropped in the bottom of the list. I have no problem with that. But if we do have the dates, I guess I'm not sure how I would word the message if we have the tentative SSR dates, because we can't really say that they're all available. Let's wait another couple of days and see if we get something back from meetings first. The question I asked when I was dropped is, does anyone on staff know about the SSR2 review team? They were supposed to have been meeting before Panama. Was that canceled and they're meeting in July, or is this a second meeting that's being planned? If anyone knows.
So this is Alice. The SSR2 was recently, they recently received a notification announcing that the facilitator will be getting in touch with us to help them restart work, and their first meeting will take place in July.
In July?
Yes, July.
Okay, because the hope was they would meet before Panama.
Mm.
I guess that isn't happening. Okay.
No, July.
All right. Okay, anything else at this point? Jean-Baptiste, please go ahead.
Yes, I had a few logistical questions. First of which is, since we are having this short leadership call today, is there a need for leadership call on Wednesday?
I don't think so.
Okay. We'll cancel this one. The other question I had is also regarding the plenary call next week. Do we still schedule one?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless we're giving up altogether.
No. But okay. And then you may have noticed that they are, so not for next Monday, but the Monday after, so the 21st and the 28th, some Revity members will be affected by a public holiday. So 21st of May is a public holiday in some countries in Europe. And 20th of May is in the United States. So do we need to look at other options for plenary calls on that same week? Or how would you like to proceed on that? Or do you want to raise that at the plenary call next week, maybe?
It's going to be a bit too late if we raise it only at the plenary call next week. I guess that's a downside of picking Mondays, because a lot of holidays end up being on Mondays. Why don't we send out a doodle asking people, are you going to be available on the 21st and 28th, and to see if we need to reschedule those meetings, try on another day that week. That's not going to be, we know based on the schedules, it's not going to be a very easy thing to do. But let's ask the question, see how many people are affected by the, or actually, to perhaps ask how many people are going to be affected by the holiday, or how many people will be at the meeting. They're not quite the same thing. Let's ask how many people are going to be affected by the holidays that will not be able to come because of the public holidays on those days.
So just for clarification,
I'm not sure we really need a doodle. Why don't we just send out an email that there are public holidays, and anyone who is not going to be able to come because of the public holiday, please let us know, so that if necessary, we can reschedule the meeting.
Okay, those were my questions. Thank you.
All right. If there's nothing else, then let us end the call, I think. So I will send out a draft message on the prompting people, finding out what's going on. And Jean-Baptiste will send one out on availability on the holidays.
Yeah.
And we'll hope we have a meeting next week. This is getting tedious. But I will try to be optimistic and assume that we will suddenly catch up. Anything further before we end? And thank you all. I want to give you back part of your day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye.